Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word as we read through the majestic Word of God from start to finish, from lid to lid, Alpha to Omega, beginning to the end in 1 year. And I know some of you, this is day 145, have never stuck to your Bible 145 days in a row, and job well done. You should, as the old saying goes, be proud of yourself. I don't know if that's right in God, but anyways, good job. I'm proud of you. Honored to call you my partner and friend. And hey, it doesn't matter who you sent this to and they are or are not listening. You be faithful to what you're doing, because there's a blessing that comes to us as we meditate in the law day and night. David said, you will be like a tree planted, not a log drifting in the river. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you will bring forth your fruit in its season. And that's what we're doing right here, right now, today. David gathers the people together so that they'll all help him appoint Solomon as the next king of Israel, because David's now old. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together this morning, just like we do every time we come together. Father, I open my spirit, soul and body, to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
First Chronicles 23. The division of the Levites. David numbers the Levites. So when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests, the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord. 6,000 were officers and judges. 4,000 were gatekeepers. 4,000 praised the Lord with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise.
That's interesting.
That's a very interesting verse. And today, the church is so stingy, they barely give the church enough money to hire the pastor, no less 4,000 musicians. That's amazing. Verse 6, also David separated them into divisions among the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Laadan and Shimei, the sons of Laodan, the first Jehiel, then Zetham, and Joel, three in all. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith, Haziel, and Haran, three in all. These were the heads of the fathers' houses of Laodan. And the sons of Shimei, Jahath, Zena, Jayash, and Beriah, these were the four sons of Shimei. Jahath was the first, and Ziza the second. I like that name, Ziza. But Jayash and Beriah did not have many sons. Therefore, they were assigned as one father's house. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four in all. The sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses. And Aaron was set apart, he and his sons forever, that he should sanctify the most holy things to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him and give the blessing in his name forever, and to give the blessing in his name forever. They were required to bless. Now the sons of Moses, the man of God, were reckoned to the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershon and Eleazar. Of the sons of Gershon, Shebuel was the first. Of the descendants of Eleazar, Rehabiah was the first, and Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomith was the first. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah was the first, and Jeshiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mali and Mushi. The sons of Mali were Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died, had no sons, but only daughters. And their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mushi were Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the sons of Levi by their father's house. The heads of the father's houses, as they were counted individually by the number of their names, who did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and above. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever, and also to the Levites. They shall no longer carry the tabernacle or any of its artifacts for its service. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, and in the courts, in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both with the showbread and fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes, and what is baked in the pan, with what is mixed, and with all the kinds of measures and sizes, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and at every presentation of a burnt offering to the Lord, on the Sabbath, on the new moons, on the set feast, by number and according to the ordinance governing them regularly before the Lord, and that they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, the needs of the holy place, the needs of the sons of Aaron and their brethren in the work of the house of the Lord." Very detailed. Very specific, very much God saying, this is the way it is. And you can see David and them followed out. Solomon was so accurate with what he did and laid out that couldn't even stand in the house of the Lord to minister when they dedicated that temple. Here we go. More divisions of the priest. Chronicles 24, 1 Chronicles 24. These are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar. I don't think it's going to be too long, and we're going to be able to quote this. And Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests. Then David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech, the sons of Ithamar, divided them according to the schedule of their services. There are more leaders found of the sons of Eleazar than the sons of Ithamar, and thus they were divided. Among the sons of Eleazar were 16 heads of their father's houses, and 8 heads of their father's houses among the sons of Ithamar. Thus they were divided by lot, one group as another. For there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of the house of God from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ishmael. Goodness sakes alive.
Ithamar.
Officials. These guys were officials. And the scribe Shemaiah, the son of Nethanel, one of the Levites, wrote them down before the king, the leaders, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the houses of the priests and Levites, one father's house taken for Eleazar and one for Ithamar. Now the first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jedaiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin. I was a Jamin. Verse 10, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, 12th to Jacob, the 13th to Huba, 14th to Jeshubab, 15th to Bilgah, 16th to Immer, 17th to Hezer, 18th to Hapazez. What a name that is.
Yeah.
The 19th to Peth-Ahiah, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 21st to Jachin, 22nd to Gamul, 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah. This was the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord according to their ordinance by the hand of Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. It's very much in line and in order and very specific in God. 20. The rest of the sons of Levi, the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jediah, concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Ishiah. Of the Isharites, Shalomoth, of the sons of Shalomoth, Jahath. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, of the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamer, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari were Mali, Mushi, and the sons of Jaaziah. The sons of Merari by Jaaziah were Beno, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri. Of Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. Of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeramiel. Also, the sons of Mushi were Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their father's house. These also cast lots, just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, did in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the father's house, of the priests and the Levites. The chief fathers did just as their younger brethren. Very, very interesting. Chapter number 18. I mean, 25. It'd be all right. Here we go. Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherelah. Sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Ziri, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah. 6. Under the direction of their father, Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedalti, Romati, Ezer, Josh, Beek, Ashash, Malothi, Hathir, and Mahizath, Josh, B, Kaz, Kasha, Josh, B, Kasha. He is Kasha. He likes money. He's my son, Josh. Don't worry about it. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer. In the words of God, to exalt his horn, for God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. If you don't know how to add, that's 17 children. I wonder how many combines he had to get that done. Concubines, don't get a bad joke, but it's okay. Verse 6, all these were under the direction of their father, for the music in the house of the Lord with cymbals, stringed instruments, harps for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, Heman were under the authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. Now, we just read there was 4,000 of them. 288 of them were actually skillful. That's a lot of people making a joyful noise.
Those were the worship leaders.
Verse 8, and they cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student. First lot was for Asaph, came out for Joseph. The second for Gedaliah, him and him with his brethren and sons, 12. The third for Zechar and his sons and his brethren, 12. The fourth for Jizri, his sons and his brother, 12. The fifth for Nethaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The sixth for Bukiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. Seventh for Jeshariah, his sons, his brethren, 12. The eighth for Jeshaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The ninth for Mattaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The tenth for Shimei, his sons and his brother, 12. The 11th for Azrael, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th for Hashabiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. 13th for Shubael, his sons and his brethren, 12. 14th for Mattathiah, his sons, his brother, 12. 15th for Jeremoth, his sons and his brethren, 12. 16th for Hananiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. 17th for Josh, Bekashus. Josh, Bekasha, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 18th for Hananiah, his sons and his brother, 12. 19th for Melathi, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 20th for Eliatha, his sons and his brother, 12. And the 21st for Hathir, his sons and his brethren, 12. 22nd for Gedalti, his sons and his brethren, 12. 23rd for Mahaziath, his sons and his brethren, 12. And the 24th for Romamti Ezer, his son and his brethren 12. And we have now read about his sons and his brethren 12. God liked that 12 number, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, let's circle the wagons here and talk about this great victory. When you think about David and all that he did, Samuel, the judges, everything that went on, they're actually still walking pretty closely to what God set out in the law by Moses. And, of course, under King David, he's like, no, we're going to walk with God. We're going to walk with God. David was a mess himself, but he kept saying, no, we're going to walk with God. David's, one of his famous psalms is, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. David is the one that wrote, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit away from me. So you and I wouldn't pray that because the Holy Spirit's not going to be taken away. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, and I will tell the Gentiles about you. That's what David wrote. So David was continually taking him to God. So when you look at where they're at, they're really not that far away from what Moses left them to do, even though the period of the judges was up and down. Eli was a wicked priest. I mean, there's been a lot that's gone on. And yet, here they are. David was so serious about praise and worship, he hired 4,000 singers and musicians. That's...
It does make it make you understand the importance of praise and worship to God and ministering to him.
It's got to be paid to do.
Yeah.
A whole fleet of them.
Yeah.
A whole flock of them, whatever you call them. And God's order is on purpose. I know the names are, that seems weird or whatever, but they're real names. They all have a meaning. If you could actually study all those names, it'd be a study you'd never forget. Because they all have a meaning behind their name, because God never did anything without meaning, not ever once. And every child that's ever been born, even of the most violent, wicked, perverse rape, God loved that child and gave him a plan. So we want to give you the opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation with us. And it doesn't matter who you are, what sin you've committed, it doesn't matter. If you're turning to our God, it's because he's drawing you. If he's drawing you, yield yourself to him. If you pray this prayer with us from the bottom of your heart, in the next 2 minutes, you will be right with God and ready to stand before him in great confidence and boldness if he came back right now tonight. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again the third day just for me. Put your hands out like this and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into
all of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your
righteousness. I receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer, we say, Welcome to the family of God. You did it. Here you are. Isn't that awesome? No matter what's going on in your life, got enough sense to stop and listen to a preacher and say, wait a minute, what's Jesus got for me? Eternal life. You didn't join a church. You didn't get religion. You didn't become a quote-unquote Christian that you can never figure out. I don't have a list of rules and regulations because you don't need those. That was Old Testament. You've been reconciled with the Father, and he's come to live within you. That's the greatest thing that can happen. Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, lives in you. The light of the world, he lives in you. Father said, adopt you. You're now adopted into the family of God. And Jesus is your elder brother. God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus just came to live on the inside of you and train you and teach you and grow you and develop you from the inside out. You can't beat that. You can't. What do you... What else is there on the face of the earth that the teacher comes and lives on the inside of you? You have your own resident teacher right in here to help you walk with God. Wake up every morning and say, Jesus, help me walk with you. That's if you'll do that faithfully every day and then just then talk to God and listen to him, you'll live a very wonderful as a believer. You really will. Open this book. Begin to read what it says. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Read it over and over and over and over and over. And it'll lead you into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's why we're here. My email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It's right down there in the comments or in the notes. And the website's there. Everything you need to know about us is there. Come back here and read the word on Sunday morning. We'll receive communion together. And there's a link right down there that says all of the YouTube playlist. It's a playlist for all of the YouTube videos. So we just want to be a blessing to you and help you walk with God every day. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, look us up on the web, SamuelJCottle.com. See you soon. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.